Yes, it seems that I'm the target of the question. Now, very briefly, we need to consider two situations. Number one, of course, empty trains are a problem because we assume the production risk and economic risk of the train. But sometimes we need, again, another trade-off: assure the service and the continuity in the logistic chain, or being extremely economically oriented. About the empty containers, there are the number of the empty containers, at least in our network and experience, is decreasing every year enormously. There is still a good number of empty containers moving because, especially in tank containers for liquid transportations, chemical or non-chemical like foodstuff, which is still related because of the peculiarity of the product, which needs a dedicated tank. And that is approximately 15 up to 18% of our transportation data at this moment, which is quite relevant. But those are impossible to be filled up in one direction. And second point, there are also number of containers that, once again, because of peculiarity like transportation of waste material or particular material, so rest material of industrial production, sometimes they also need to have some legs empty because they need some very specific and particular cleanings. Not only because of the quality of cleanings, but also because of the environmental protected area where the cleanings are possible that are not present everywhere. But in general, what I notice is that the number of empty kilometers is really, really reducing on rail as well as on road, at least in the continental transportation system.